I'm Jeffrey Lappendorf, director of Art OMI Music, a rather unique music residency program at the Art OMI International Art Center, just 17 minutes from here on County Route 22. If you haven't been there, please do go visit. There's a sculpture park, the Fields, open year-round, free. There are also remarkable, mostly free events nearly every weekend. There's a cafe there, a gallery, as well as all the sculptures. And we also house a number of residency programs, one of which is music. And what we do for this program is invite a number of dozen or so musicians, world-class musicians of very different kinds from around the world, and we invite them to collaborate together. They don't know who else will be here when they apply. They don't know what they're getting themselves into. And we try little experiments on them because we're evil, creatively evil. Like this concert. I let them all know, in fact, about this concert yesterday. So if you saw it in the paper or somewhere earlier, it's because you're on some local mailing list, but they're not on those lists. So they just found out about it. And none of them were upset. They're all game. And what we're going to do is literally, I've written their names on pieces of paper. I'm in there too. And I'm going to ask all of you to help me pull some names out of the hat. And we're going to form little ensembles. And they might very well be the weirdest ensembles ever created, or it might be a typical ensemble. Actually, with our group, nothing will be typical. It's not possible to have a typical ensemble. We'll see what happens. And then people will do 3 to 5 minute improvisations. I should say, too, though, that I have invited and challenged the residents to not just do what they do, but to try doing what they don't do. Come on in. And so, for example, you might see someone playing some percussion who's not a percussionist. It's possible someone will sing who's not a singer. We also have a couple of people whose instruments are still in transit, so they're going to play what they can here. But they're all professionals. You won't get hurt. Don't try any of this at home. Come on in, folks. And how lucky we are to be here at Basilica Hudson, this remarkable venue. This is our first time doing a music program here at the Basilica, and it's pretty thrilling. So without further ado, I'm going to grab the hat, and we'll have our first ensemble.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Blue sky, rainbow chairs. Thank you. Thank you.
invite one, a very special alumnus to come back and serve as a kind of co-director with me. And this year's alumnus in residence is Ron Warren. it's a fun thing to say, he's a Native American flute player. So if Ron, do you want to give a little maybe traditional solo?
Sure, absolutely. This is Mohawk country. And here in the East, we play a game called stickball. Any lacrosse players here? I know lacrosse is kind of big up here, isn't it? A fair amount of lacrosse going on. Y'all know what lacrosse is, right? Yeah, okay. Lacrosse is based on a game we've played for thousands of years called stickball. I was out visiting the Choctaw folks a while back, and they said, if you want to see all the Choctaw together, come to our stickball tournament, we'll all be there. So I have a tribal brother in eastern Tennessee who played stickball till he was 45 years old. He loved it so much. most peoples play it with one stick. Among the Cherokee, we tended to play it with two sticks, one to carry the ball and one to whack on other players. They get fairly serious. And like anything that matters, there needs to be ceremony to go with it. And so typically, as the players were preparing, the women of a town would strap turtle shell shakers to their bottoms of their legs and dance and sing and prepare for the big game. So this song is adapted from an old-time stickball song. And I would love to have a shaker player. Anybody want to volunteer? Hassan, you want to volunteer to play shaker? Yes.
So kamanche means little hunting bow, and that's referring to this. Actually, before we had the bow, we didn't have any bow, so it would be plucked. So sort of when you play kamanche, you kind of have to know how to pluck an instrument as well. I'm not going to demonstrate that, because it's going to take a long time. But I'm going to play something really quick, and if you guys want, I can demonstrate the other one. If no, we can go home. The range of this instrument is like violin. So if you are to write for it, you can write for violin. Don't write too much high notes because it doesn't sound as clean as violin. The skill that I'm going to play is called shur. Pashti. It's, if you guys are familiar with music and Greek modes, if you take Phrygian mode and sharpen or raise the second degree by a quarter step, then you get this mode. I'm just gonna play the scale. It's played, or it was played mostly with Sufis and Dervis in the mountains of Kurdistan, which is now four countries: Iran, Turkey, Syria, and Iraq. It is known to be the most spiritual instrument in the Middle East. This is a plastic, you know, frame, but usually it's from cow or goat. And in the inside, you have chains that make this sound. You have three basic strokes, which is, those are the three basic ones. But there is many, many more that comes in. I'm just gonna play something quick and higher than those.
I get these ideas in my head and I follow up on them. I decided I wanted a fretless instrument, with three strings. And then I thought about it, and then I realized that what I wanted was a cigar box guitar. So years and years ago, 150 years ago in the South, blues musicians didn't have money to buy guitars, so they made their own cigar box guitars. There's been a resurgence of cigar box. There's, if you could look up a website, it's called Cigar Box Nation, which is, they have thousands of followers all over the world. And so, and they have the Cigar Box Festivals. Last year I played at the festival in Alabama. I played at one in Pennsylvania a couple of times. Those are the big Cigar Box Festivals in this country. So I like it because every instrument has a different feeling, different tone, so every cigar box is different too. And this one is definitely different. There's nothing like this one. So I'll play a quick thing on here, and then I'll introduce you to this miniature guitar, which I'll play a miniature cigar song. They're cheap to make. Most cities have cigar stores. And so this cigar box costs like $6. So I made the neck, put the neck in there, and then people always ask me, how do you tune it? My new instruments, I just tune them until they sound good to me. That's how I tune it. We had a dog, a pug named Fred. He liked to sleep on our bed. We had a dog, a pug named Fred. He liked to sleep on our bed. With five strings, that just sounded good to me. So I drew up the plans, and I on this one I had a local guitar maker. I live in Portland, Oregon. He had never made anything like that before. I showed him the plans, and commissioned him to make it, and he made me this miniature guitar, which I'll play just a short thing on. And so this is one of a kind. You won't see anything like this anywhere, except for here.
I won't make everyone run out. I'm going to just ask for the musicians just to stand up.
Thank you all.